Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA.
What is
that
buzzing?
It's
the most annoying sound in the world. I don't know.
Is that going on over the air or something? Or holy cow.
Yeah, well,
whatever.
Good morning, right?
I don't know. It was a good morning.
One of those days.
It's one of those. Every day has been one of those days. Last 3 weeks. Maybe we ought to get Willard back here. Anyway, I'm Peter Greco.
David Brownstein, I think. I'm not sure.
We don't know anymore with that weird sound that's hitting our earphones. But anyway, it is Saturday, September 7th, 2019. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station at midnight, ESPN 1520 AM. Unless there's a sporting event, then it'll be on after the sporting event. Also, we are available every week, live streaming, if you go to our website, sapriston.com, sapriston.com. Go to the Dollar Doctor tab where it says live streaming, and you should be able to listen to the show on most devices that connect to the internet. Also at the website, sapriston.com, there's a tab that says Dollar Doctor, and underneath it says chat and archives, which means there's a chat box and our archives are available. So if you want to listen to the archive shows, if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, go back and see what we got wrong and what we got right, too. We do get some things right. You can go, you know, to our website, sapriston.com. And also, last but not least, every week, and is there one up this week?
Yes.
I hope, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, every week usually, unless it's a holiday or something and they take that week off, there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy. Very brief, concise, to the point.
Yes.
And, you know, if you just want to catch up on what they deemed as the important economic news of the week.
Right. And there was a lot of economic news this week that came out. So payrolls and unemployment figures and everything else. It was a plethora, as they say,
of information. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do encourage you to go to the website for any of those things, live streaming, chat, and right now the phone lines, you know, are wide open because I didn't tell anybody the numbers. So anyway, 803-1520, toll free.
Did
I? 800-879-7541. I can't even remember what I said.
It's so worth repeating.
Really? But anyway, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Or once again, you can go to the website, sapriston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says chat and archives, click on chat, and the chat box pops up. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you want to do with the stock, buy, sell, hold, whatever. So right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go first to Bill. Good morning.
Hey, Pete, if things get slow on the equity desk, sports gambling.
Yeah, that'd be like my next.
Listen, I got bad news for you, Pete.
What
if
is that?
You walk into Del Lago today and tell them you want to make $5,000-$10,000 wagers on games, they'll look at you funny and say, are you out of your mind?
What?
You know what the real thing is over here at the sports gambling in these places? Do you know they won't take a big bet from you or another guy. They would not take. If you walked up to the counter and say you want to bet $500 on a game, they probably wouldn't take it.
Why?
Well, they want to win. They want to take all the $5 and $10 bets. And all the dumb bets, you know, the parlay bets. But see, you know, you should do it. Walk in there and say, I want to make a $10,000 bet, say, on the Bills. Look at the look they'll give you. There's no way. And did you know that in New York at these casinos, you cannot make a bet on a New York team? Did you know that? If
really?
If you walked in there wanted to bet Syracuse, they can't take it. Can you?
Well, at least it's something I'm not going to worry about. Cause...
Yeah, I'm just saying, people, because I notice all of the sports in the papers now, it's sports gambling, you know, Delago. They didn't do their homework. You can't go in there. They want to win. And remember, the handles on these things are going to be very low, and the margins are terrible. The merchants are not good. They make their money on slots and the pie-gal poker. Sports gambling is a tough thing. They don't know what they're up against. But, Pete, I got a problem. What happened to the twos and tens?
Well, they inverted more, and then You know, and even the inversion wasn't particularly significant, you know.
Get it, but
it's not even measurable.
CNBC for how many straight weeks? Twos and tens. And guess what? I think we had a big, big major breakout over 29.40 that caught everybody the wrong way. I mean, you might get to 30.50 on this move. And then it might be a sell, because then it'll be like tons of non-confirmations up here. You'll have a very low number of stocks making new highs, but I think you're going to short covering all the way up here.
Well, it's, you know, it all depends on Tweety there, but what'll happen next on any given day. But
But you know what? You almost want to buy any pullback here for a while.
Well, it's interesting because you had an August trading range and all the averages broke out of it, you know.
Can you imagine? I mean, the sentiment numbers are outstanding. Any pullbacks, wild bears, they just come out. I mean, the put calls are pretty good. Yeah, the AAI surveys are incredible.
AAI is still, they're more bearish than bullish.
More bearish. How can they be this bearish up here?
And it's interesting, you know. They also mentioned in the, I guess, Citibank's got a fear greed barometer.
Yeah, right.
And they said that it's at a level of panic right now, and that when that happens, that the market's up 95% of the time over the next year. You know, so
I can't agree. I've never, all the years we've followed the market, I never saw sentiment numbers get so one-sided on any pullbacks now. So maybe that's good for the future. But, Pete, what about that chart at AT&T? I lost my 7% yield on that thing.
Well, you didn't lose it.
Well, I'm just saying.
On your original investment, you didn't lose it, you know.
No,
so.
I'm just saying. You know, 29.30 was, it was almost an 8% yield there. What do you think about stocks like General Motors? I'm thinking about going in there. What do you think?
What's that?
General Motors?
I don't know. I haven't looked at that in a long time there. So
yeah. I don't know. 5% yields, you know, pretty fast to break down here, but...
Yeah, it depends. You know, it's you know, perennial boring stock. You know, so which means it probably will do well. You know, no question about that. So,
all right, Pete. So, what do you think? Bitcoin, gold, and sports gambling are the way of the future.
A little bit of everything. You know, so.
All right, Pete. Have a great week, friend.
Okay. Take care. Thanks for calling. Okay. Right now, phone lines are wide open. Give us a call.
Yes,
we 803-1520 toll free. What is going on every week? 803-1520 toll free. 800-879-7541.
Listen, there was a big line at Tim Hortons this morning,
right,
and I was almost late. I'm usually in here a few minutes way before you just to get set up, and Tim Hortons, they had new staff, new people working. It was just...
Forget it. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Good thing I'm patient.
Yeah, well, unlike me, right? But anyway, you know, phone lines are wide open. Very easy to give us a call right now. And, you know, don't call us later in the show, you know, toward the end. Sometimes somebody we notice tries to get in like 3 minutes before the show ends. So give us a call right now, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Or go to our website, sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says chat and archives. Click on the chat, and there's a chat box that right. comes up.
You can and type. We have some people that are on there. I can't even talk. Oh my!
You want to go home right now?
No.
Okay,
no.
But add in the chat box, you can okay. at the website, Dollar Doctor tab, says chat and archives. Click on chat. There's a chat box. Type a question, type a symbol. And if you type a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do. Okay.
Ready?
Let's start all over.
All right. So, there a couple of days ago, John from Connecticut posted on the chat box, David, that's me, I read that worldwide bond yields are negative and also that Japan was the first country to issue debt at zero yield. Who would purchase such securities and why? Can you explain this on air? And it's interesting because I had a conversation yesterday with a CPA about the same issue. Why would anybody, you know, go to Germany and buy a 10-year treasury and pay $1,060, earn no money, and then lose $60 at the end? Well, there are certain corporations, certain firms that have covenants that they have to have a certain amount of their assets in treasury or AAA rated securities. And so there is a market for those things because people are buying them. I mean, there's no doubt. And sometimes when you see the negative yields, it's because of trading, because there's so many people buying them, more supply than demand. The other thing I want to talk about is, since we don't have anybody on the line yet, Pete, is these negative interest rates in Japan, for example. And the reason they've had them, and they've had them since the 80s, because the Japanese are savers. Unlike the Americans, we're consumers. We're buying things. And the best example that I can think of, if you've been in an airport and you see a tour coming through, going whether it's to Niagara Falls or if you're down in Florida, and you see the Japanese tourists, and maybe they're Asian, you know, they're traveling with very little luggage. And it's not because they're, don't want to pay the extra freight. It's just that they wear the same clothes day after day after day. They're not consumers like us in America, where we have, you know, six pair of shoes and this. They're savers. They're almost like Depression era, like my mother and my grandparents. You know, a penny was a penny. Yeah, I don't need that. No, that shirt still fits. And I know it's got a little hole, but it still fits. Americans are consumers. So Japanese are savers. So
I was that's waiting why. For you to get to the point.
Yeah, I made it before. Right. I thought it was brilliant myself.
I don't know about that.
All right. And also,
but also there's another reason, too.
Go ahead.
If you're afraid, at least you're buying a bond that is going to give you back your money, supposedly. Okay, so you're burying your money.
A zero bond.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. I wouldn't do it. But also, I bring up the point, I don't know why our government is not doing it, issuing
50-year bonds.
50-year bonds.
You know why they're not doing it? Because Donald Trump said to do it. He did. He said we should be issuing 50 and 100-year bonds. I don't know about 100, but
yeah. Well, I mean, I think Australia did 100. A couple.
No, they did 50. I think maybe they did 100. Austria.
Maybe somebody did a 100-year bond, and they were bought. You know.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to buy them.
And it's a way of avoiding a big problem in the future.
Apple,
if interest rates went up.
Apple just took out, was it $7 billion in debt, and they've got $120 or $150 billion in cash.
They said, but why not?
Right night, exactly.
Right. So, but our government, forget it. You know, I mean, someday with all the debt out there, if interest rates really shot up, that's what's going to kill you. And they can take advantage of it by
replacing
the debt with hardly any interest on it, you know. Anyway, so much for that one.
We have other questions, too.
Okay, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And if we have other questions, you did such a great job in the last one. Go ahead.
Okay.
what's the question?
John from Connecticut. John, he's got a couple stocks that he'd like to ask about, too. He's thinking of buying ABBV, the maker of Humira. It's profitable and pays a nice dividend. How about a buy stop at 69? Chart looks good to me. please comment on the chart. Also, he had said previously that he's looking for, hoping to restore the roast beef and training sessions.
Well,
that's an old story.
Not in my lifetime, anyway. That's for sure. Yeah, no question about that.
Pete doesn't have the energy anymore. Yeah,
after so many years, we used to do those for a couple of years every single month. You know,
I only went to a couple of them. I couldn't take it.
Yeah, wore us out. You know, I don't know whether people kept coming back for the information or the food. Probably the roast beef, I guess. You know,
well, so, it wasn't to see you. I know that.
But anyway.
Yeah.
But, so ABBV, we know they had problems.
Yeah, closed at 67.62.
And in looking at the chart, it made a nice double bottom somewhere in the 62-63 area, mm-hmm. For a low, and is trying to recover from there. It looks like it's trying to get above the 50-day. Okay, and I think it closed almost exactly on the 50-day. So you want to see it go above that. And then you want to see it get above resistance at 68 or so, in that area. So,
you want to know about a buy stop at 69.
Yeah. I mean, you could do that. That's what I'm saying. In other words, a buy stop at 69 is a possibility. You would stop out if it dropped below the recent double bottom lows, which on the chart does look like something in the 63 or so area. You'd have to look at the chart. And, then your next resistance would be up in the 74 area. And then the gap at 76, which is also the, the gap's at about 75 something, right? 75, 66. And, so that's also the 200-day moving average. So that's the area where you'd have to be very careful. And it would have to get above that area. But, yeah, you buy the buy stop. Next potential target, 74, and you want to see it get, at least to 76 or so to suggest that it could go significantly higher.
Okay, that was brilliant.
Well, I could be wrong.
I don't know,
but anyway.
I know what you said, but it was brilliant. All right, and we have excited user who would like to know about GlaxoSmithKline.
Boy, that's been a dog for years.
Looking at buying. That symbol is GSK, George Sam Knight.
Yeah, we used to be in that thing. It's been very disappointing for many, many, many years. But all of a sudden, when you don't pay attention to it, mm-hmm. it's been moving up. Very interesting. Yeah, very interesting. Let me just take a look at something else real quick. But he's looking at buying it, you said?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I will switch to a point and figure chart real quick.
How exciting for people that are listening on radio. Can we talk about Alan Greenspan while you're doing that?
Who's he?
I don't know why anybody listens to this guy. I mean, he's, archaic at best, but they still bring him out, prop him up on TV, and talking about saying it's only a matter of time before negative rates spread to the United States.
Yeah, so what would that mean?
I don't know. I can't listen to him. He's an academic. I like short and sweet answers.
Would it really matter? I mean, when you come down to it, I don't know. It would have some effect, I guess, but remains to be seen. Certainly those people who need interest, are not going to be thrilled. They haven't been thrilled all along.
He said you're seeing it pretty much throughout the world. Duh. It's only a matter of time before it's more in the United States. Adding investors should watch the 30-year Treasury yield. An aging population, and he's one of them, is driving demand for bonds, pushing their yields lower. It's ridiculous.
But anyway, back to Glasgow. Right?
Oh, God. Thank you. I'm glad I got that out.
Which just made a tremendous high. I don't know. It's certainly got to be a 52-week high, it looks like, on the chart. And it's also, where'd this thing?
Yeah, 42.49 is the 52-week high. It's closed at $42.09.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is that it hasn't been this high in years. Holy cow. Because it had gotten all the way down.
Well, in December, it was 37. I mean, it's not, we're talking 5 points, not, a double.
No, right? But I'm saying, look, in 2009, it was at 15.
I don't care.
You don't care. You know, and then it went sideways for since 2000 and
right, that was the most, I think, Pete, 14. Is that it was boring. Right?
And now it broke out, yeah.
Sort of like that Bill Gates stock, so, that micro something or
yeah,
other.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I mean, this looks like a buy here. No question about it.
All right.
Well, hang on a minute there. Let's not get so excited. Jeez, you're unbelievable. Who invited you?
I'm trying to get the show moving, for crying out loud.
The show
is callers
moving.
On hold.
That's all right.
Squawk boxers.
I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to see that. They can be very patient. Okay?
I just wait for your phone to start ringing again.
Why is that?
Because I thought it was funny. You put it on silent.
No, I don't know what that was.
It was an alarm.
Oh, an alarm. Yeah, I'm alarmed. No question about that.
It's time to take your CBD oil.
I gave up on that.
I know.
We had a discussion on that.
I gave it to my mother last night.
But anyway,
night,
back to Glasgow. Potential target, for what it's worth, is 56, you know, based on the point and figure chart.
Very good.
And, you know, so it looks very
4.2%
good.
4.2% yield.
Yeah.
Nice.
And, you know, I would only maybe get possibly concerned if it dropped back to 35 or so. Yeah. You know,
I just
area.
Don't like healthcare stocks, so I don't buy them.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, it looks unbelievable. I haven't looked at it in a long time.
Haven't seen you this excited in minutes.
That's very interesting. Yep. Okay. What's up next?
Oh, you phone? Want the next one?
Who's on the phone?
We have Josh.
Josh, good morning.
Thanks for holding.
Yeah, no problem. Good morning, fellas.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, I've been trading options for some time now, and particularly I kind of was trading options based on earnings for a while. And after this earnings season's, you know, obviously it became a little more difficult to do that because you never knew which way it was going to go. So I've been trading SPY lately just because it closely mimics the market. So I guess my big question is, in this kind of effort to like to get better at this form of trading, where I'm pretty much day trading SPY with these options. I mean, I can hold them out farther out, but in this market,
the problem is if you're doing the SPY and you hold it overnight and somebody tweets something.
Yeah.
That's the Spiders S&P 500
exactly.
For those that don't know.
So, you know, you can get buried, you know.
Yeah, as soon as we hear something about China one way or the other.
Right, exactly, you know. I don't blame you for not staying in overnight.
But, other than, you know, the periphery of the tweeting and the news and so on, are there any particular indicators that you find like more useful in that process? Like a lot of times I'll match up the RSI with a slow stochastics on the daily. It shows, you know, it shows where the chart's going on the day. So you can see when the chart's hot, but I'm kind of looking for some more information in the background on the technical side. So I just wondered if you guys had any advice when it comes to that.
Well, there's actually you ought to, and I'm actually a member of one of these sites. All right.
Okay.
And options are very complicated. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you don't know what you're doing about which strike, why to buy a particular month and a particular strike price and so forth, you can think you know what you're doing, but you don't, you know.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, options were a great game when they first came out because they were very inefficient, you know. But now they're very efficient. It's a different story. Yep. But anyway, so if you want to spend a little money, all right, and I think they give you a trial. And then if you like it, I think they charge you maybe 90-something a month.
Okay.
But they have all the education in the world there, and they really focus on options, and you might try that. So I would suggest going to theotrade.com. That's TheoTrade.com.
Okay.
And Believe me, these people are experts, and they have all sorts of courses there and all sorts of stuff, you know.
And as a disclaimer, Pete, you're not paid by them to say that.
No,
right?
I pay them. Maybe I should call them up and say, hey, if you do sign up, maybe I can get a referral or something.
I didn't say that. That was Peter Greco.
Right. But anyway, like I said, I think they usually have it. And boy, you can access tons of information and bury yourself, but... But
yeah.
I mean,
I'm doing quite well, frankly.
Right. Well, that's good. Yeah.
And the process, but like, I want to fine tune my entry and exits.
Right.
You know, and that all comes down to the technicals.
Exactly.
So, like,
yeah.
So, and I mean, like with Spy, like just like for example, on Friday, you know, you had a 298 put went anywhere from like 37 cents to like $1.05 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you had lots of room within the chart within that day to like, to flip it out one way or the other, you know, just multiple times.
Right. Yeah.
So I guess the big thing for me is the charting. So, and which is why, you know, I had that kind of specific question about indicators. Cause you know, there are some that are, like, I'm just looking for the right combination of to match.
Right.
Them.
Yeah. Well, like so I say, you know? I say if you try Theotrade, and there's another site too that's tremendous on
yeah, okay.
and they give you stuff on how to enter and that type of thing. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right. So let me ask. Can I ask you a question?
You know, try also simplertrading.com.
Simpler trading.
Yeah,
okay.
And they have trials too, you know, so you can say, hey, this wasn't good deck with it. You know?
So you're you're buying calls and you're selling calls and you're buying puts and selling puts. Okay.
Yeah.
So we've been in an up market, you know, for a while, albeit
right.
there's pullbacks. So have you ever done this in a down market like the last quarter of 2018?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And so you still got the action. Good. Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks. No, it's you know, it's an ongoing process. Like options are difficult, they're complicated.
Well, you got to watch them. You can't just
down,
buy it and
you know?
Put it away.
Yeah, but it's also important to know which one to buy, okay?
Yeah,
that's the catch, you know. And
well, that's absolutely. And like I mean, like, looking at CRWD on Friday, like, they had actually good earnings. They
mm-hmm.
they beat their EPS. They beat their sales. They raised their guidance. The stock went down $12,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, or 11
Makes
bucks
sense.
Or whatever it was. So, so that, you know, like, those are tough to gauge. And that's, I guess, partially why I'm trying to concentrate on things like SPY that, or are more
right,
you know, that follow the market.
Yeah.
So like,
I think that's easier
to
do.
I can sit there on my screens and look at the market, what the market's doing, you know, what the S&P 500's doing, what are the, you know, the major stocks doing, and then like kind of gauge like, you know, what's going to happen with SPY, you know. So
I agree, the important thing too is make sure you watch your position sizing. Okay, yeah, and hopefully you're doing that. You know.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So because especially in options, you know. So.
Oh yeah, you can get killed.
Oh exactly.
Like, really quickly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like I say, try those two sites, and I think you'll find something very interesting.
Awesome. Well, much appreciated.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, right now we got a lot of callers on the line. I'd like to take a quick 1 minute break and we'll be right back.
All right, why don't
you? You are listening to The Dollar Doctors every Saturday morning live from 10 to 11. Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Phone numbers to call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go next to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Okay.
Good morning.
Hey, did you guys, Lululemon, see their numbers? Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, did I miss that one, huh?
I think a lot of people missed it.
I didn't. I've been a long-term holder of it.
45%, believe it or not, sales are with males. That's unbelievable.
That's their new area that they went. Everybody thought that this company only made yoga pants. Now, I've never been in one of their stores. I've never owned anything. But just in talking to people throughout the country that are into that, I mean, it's very stylish, apparently, in certain areas. I don't think in Montana they're wearing, the guys are wearing Lululemon or Lululemon stuff. But, boy, oh, boy, what a stock.
I thought all those workout trunks, the spandex you were buying, David, was driving sales. No? Was it you?
Yeah. Peter and I in our thongs. Yes, that's an ugly picture.
You must have seen David jogging out there, right?
Yeah, that, yeah, it's not.
So has it, right?
I was the type of guy, I lived in the Boston Hills when I was in college and working for a bank. And so my two roommates were ski patrol guys and this and that. I never skied. I would go to the bar, though, but I had all the equipment. So that would be me. I would dress in all that yoga stuff, but you'd never see me doing a downward duck or whatever they do. I have no idea. That's not going to happen.
45% is, in my mind, is just crazy, but, you know, whatever. Yeah. Here's a chart I really like in here, guys. Take a look at HMSY. I love this chart right now.
HMSY, huh?
Yeah.
And why do you love it?
The volume, but a footprint, better, obviously, up down days. And the other thing is it gaps up, holds the gap up price. Mm-hmm. Settling right now. It's already resisted 50-day moving average a couple times. That's the reason I like it.
Okay.
I've got reasons. Everything I like, there's reasons.
That's the important point. That's right. I mean,
I don't come up with letters that mean. I like this one for a lot of reasons. Plus, I like the company from a growth perspective. They sales are up 37% last quarter alone, and it's in the medical, what they do. I like everything about it. What do you think of it? You don't like it?
No, I mean the chart's very good. It also appears to be pretty volatile recently, you know, to say
right.
the least. Okay, big move up, big move down, big move up. You know, now it's pulling back again.
Breaks out from a great base.
Yep.
Gaps holds the gap price. Bounces off 50-day moving average at two separate times, holds it a nice volume the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And, it pulled back, like you say, to the 50. It's been honoring, and we always say that, doesn't matter what moving average you use, as long as you see that it tends to honor that moving average, you know. So,
right.
you know, it kind of had a little cup-type thing on the 50-day back there
right.
in June, right? And then
right.
it rallied way up above it. And, you know, usually when you extend way above a moving average, you're going to pull back toward it again, you know, eventually. And you hit it and you bounced off it. So it looks good. I wouldn't want to see it, you know, just plunge through the 50-day, you know.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I do it different than you do. I like to sell the underlying put at the gap down price with the thought that it's going to hold. And on your boxes, where would you buy your – that's a cool reason for the call. Where would you buy your breakout at? Where would you take a position? I know you'd take a position after a breakout. Well, what would your number be?
Well, unfortunately, it would be at a new high right now if you use the point and figure chart.
You'd wait for a new high.
Yeah, because you have to pull back, and now you got to wait for it to break out again.
So close to 36.61. That's HMS holding, and the previous high is 40.67.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
40-41 on a breakout.
Right. Yeah, you know, if you're buying on a breakout, that would have to be it, you know.
The other one I like, take a look at PAGS. This Willard's probably on this one because this one is touted in IBD. Well, not touted, but they've shown this chart now forever, and it's another one that's acting real nice with its gap up, kind of on the down, coming down, holding the gap up price, bouncing off all the important moving averages.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and plus, if you look at the point and figure chart, it went sideways, it broke out, now it's going sideways again on top of the breakout area, you know, which is very bullish.
Those are the two out of the most recent IBD that I like the most.
Yeah, that's Brazilian, credit services, financial type of company. Close at 51.67.
Yeah.
Basically, MasterCard Visa of Brazil.
Gotcha. Yeah, and it would give a new breakout. Well, it actually gave a minor breakout right now. And then if it hit 54, you know, it's a new all-time high, and it's another breakout.
And, you'd wait till 54?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you guys, great show as always.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much for calling. Okay. Yeah, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we go next to Tom in North Tonawanda. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Peter.
How are you?
Hey, your friend Dave gave me a good tip this morning. He said there was a big line at Tim Hortons.
So you're staying away? That's the best tip he's ever given out. You
that's
know
right.
That?
It was a moment by moment, doing play by play.
Okay, I got something for you. I got this out of a newspaper from Detroit. I don't know. I can't find anything about it. The symbol is MAHMF.
MAHMF. Foreign stock. Okay.
Foreign.
HMF. Boy, that's weird. MAHMF?
Yes.
Boy, on stock charts, it doesn't even come up.
Yeah, it doesn't
I know.
Come up anywhere.
Which is weird.
Any name to the company?
Manhara or something like that. MAHA. I thought they make tractors and farm equipment.
Yeah, that's strange that, stock chart usually has everything on it, you know.
Yeah, I know. I called a broker the other day, and he couldn't find nothing on it.
Yeah, that's strange. I couldn't even tell you.
I found it.
You did?
Yeah.
See? He's better
it's
than
Mahindra.
He's better than we thought.
Mahindra.
Mahindra.
Yeah, they advertise on Rush Limbaugh. I know I've heard him talk about it.
Right.
I think they make tractors. You're right. It's $7.35.
Really? Yeah, where'd you find it?
I found it on a thing called Google. I put the symbol in Google. Yeah.
Well, they're saying that they could possibly make all new vehicles for the postal department.
And no,
headquartered.
Where are they out of? India?
Mumbai, India.
Yeah, India, right?
Yeah, another group of people that have very small luggage. when they travel.
Jesus. Anyway.
Small luggage and the same clothes, right?
How do you spell the name of the company?
Mahindra. MAHINDRA.
Mahindra?
They're called Mahindra and Mahindra. Double the name, twice the value. Car manufacturer is what they are.
Yeah,
I think they had a high of 14, and I think they're down to 7.
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean,
I can't find a chart.
Neither can I. I mean, I can find the chart on the Indian Stock Exchange, but that's not going to help.
That's good for me because I don't even follow charts.
Yeah, it's weird. You know, I think Monday I'm going to go look around and see if it comes up on our system at all. So, but yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, there's no chart on. I'm looking on Yahoo Finance.
Yeah, no,
too.
I can't find it either. Yeah.
All right, just keep going to Hortons. That'll make me happy.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Take care. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
All right. We appreciate it. Have a good weekend there. Okay. Right now, phone lines are now again wide open. And apparently now we're going to go to Art. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you and listen to you guys.
Well, I don't know about that. It's been an interesting morning, but go ahead.
Well, same with me. I tried Nickel City Radio. I tried Sapperson.com. But anyway, Luke's got me all hooked up on the phone.
All right, good.
First item is that I hear that Joe Biden might select Alan Greenspan as his vice
president. There's a joke in there somewhere. I'll leave it. I don't know. Right.
Well, I hope he does.
Talk about Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
good for the Republicans anyway.
Yep.
The second item is that name, Mahendra. I had a fellow from India that worked for me when I was at Churn Plough, and his first name was Mahendra. Hmm. So that must be a pretty
common name. Yeah, could be. You know,
that. I hope it's not like the Ford family with Edsel. That didn't work out too well.
Yeah, the push button transmission on the steering wheel. That was a loser. Yeah. All right, my stocks for the day first is Dean Foods. Now, I know they're in milk consumption, and in my bottom fishing, I see it's $1.15, up 14 cents to the week, and it's been as high as $8.15. I guess a lot of it might be due to the people cutting back on milk products, milk consumption. What do you see as far as that is available?
The symbol's DF.
I guessed it. Yeah.
I'm telling our people. $1.15 on the chart on the pull of price.
Boy, isn't that, years ago, it used to be a good stock. You know, and
so
did a lot of companies.
So did Grant's.
I don't know. I mean, you know, we haven't said this the whole show, and we should. You know, hopefully you've researched. Everybody should do their own research into anything. And I don't know what's going on with this company. I don't know if you've looked into the news on the company and so forth.
Yeah,
but
I've been looking at it.
I would guess that they don't earn any money.
Or whether they're near bankruptcy, which, you know, who knows? I don't know, you know.
Well, about a month ago they were talking about trying to get into a partnership or something. Yeah. But as of this past week, they said they're definitely going to stand alone now.
Yeah, that's because nobody wants anything to do with them. Yeah,
right. Second item, Mallinckrodt. Now, that's down 99% in 5 years. Right. It was $1.87 close.
It's the maker of hydrocodone in that. Yeah.
Opioids.
Yeah, they're in trouble, too.
They're in trouble on three different fronts, and there's a big article in this weekend's Barron's on it.
I'm going to read that, yeah.
You better read the article, because
I
forgot what they are. They said they got like three strikes against them, you know, for raising prices exorbitantly.
Right.
For something else, I forgot what the second one was, and the third one was the opioid. You know, all the little negative check boxes, they hit them. You know,
right? Yeah, there's 2,100 lawsuits. They say.
Yeah, they have the hat trick. In other words,
exactly.
Yeah. The hat trick. It's not base hit.
No.
The next item would be Snap, and that's one I've had for a while, and it seems to be coming up. It was 1662, up 79 for the week, and I'm wondering with that point and figure. What could be the upside of this?
Well, I mean, on a regular chart, the good news is it just bounced off its 50-day moving average, okay, which is very encouraging. And if I look at the point and figure chart on it, I thought somebody was coming up, and why it may be bullish is it was supposedly negative for Snapchat. I don't know if it's Facebook or who it was that was going to put something in competition with them. Or
I think it was Facebook.
Was it Facebook? Yeah.
Right.
Well,
they had Instagram anyway. Facebook has.
Yeah.
But it's different, obviously.
It was different. They were doing something, and you know, normally you'd run for cover. And I made the mistake a while back. I was in Match, right? And Facebook said they were going to have their dating. And Match did get killed, and I looked brilliant for a short time, you know.
Right.
And, you know, I got out at a good price. It dropped into the 30s. And I kept thinking maybe I should buy it back. And now what, Match got up to what, 80, 90? I forgot where it got up to, you know, after that. And their business is booming.
That's because of Tinder.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, but you would have thought Facebook coming into this with billions of people, you know, and, you know, the market reaction
was
wrong.
Why do you think when you're on a corner, you see a Tim Hortons, you see a Starbucks, you see a McDonald's, you see a Burger King?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with bars. You hardly see bars, one bar. You see a bunch of them. So anyway, whatever that means. And I see Mallinckrodt settled with Ohio on Friday.
Did they?
$24 million, yeah.
Holy cow.
So maybe that's a positive.
Who knows? But I would read that article in Barron's because they cover it in detail.
Do your own research. That's what we say.
On my doorstep this morning, so I'll go through it. Last item would be Ultra. Now, I've talked about this before. I asked about it, and I'm wondering what's its possibility as far as high goes. It's 49.38, and I know they're paying a nice capital gains in December. So
capital gains.
Yeah.
Well, are you talking about the beauty supply company?
No, the mutual fund, TWCUX.
Oh, okay. Well, you know,
not Ulta.
Yeah, that one, you know, tends to move with the NASDAQ, okay?
Right.
And because I remember years ago, I mean, it got crushed in the 2000-2001 market, you know?
Right.
And
it's the American Century Ultra. Got it.
And what is it? TW, what is it?
TWCUX.
CUX, yeah.
It used to stand for 20th Century. They changed the name to American Century.
So, so anyway, you know, in looking, as far as the capital gains, people shouldn't get excited about that.
Funds up 22.14% this year.
Yeah. I mean, capital gains is you know, especially bad for people who are dumb enough to buy the fund just before they come out with it.
It's a little harsh, Peter.
But it's true.
Well, I've been holding it for a millennium already.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean,
he didn't mean you.
As long as the NASDAQ is doing well, this will do well.
Yeah, last year was up less than a point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if the NASDAQ, this year it's up what now?
22.1.
Yeah, so it's up a little more, about the same as
the
NASDAQ.
Well, it's exactly as a NASDAQ. NASDAQ's up 22.1%.
So if you see the NASDAQ
starting
to get killed, all right, this will get killed.
Sure.
In a hurry. So be aware of that.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day now. I appreciate your thoughts.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Good talking to you, Art.
Okay, we got
Richard on the phone.
All right. So are you a Giants fan or a Jets fan?
I guess a little of both. I'm not a big fan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm a Detroit Lions fan, really.
Oh, that's even worse. Oh, boy.
Yeah, they lost all the preseason games.
That doesn't mean anything.
Well,
the Bills won them all.
You know, that's what I mean.
Yeah, they have the Vikings and the Green Bay. Green Bay won that first game, I think.
Yeah, it was a game.
That was an exciting game. Yeah. But anyway.
9-6 or something like that.
10-3,
it was,
Both scoring.
I tuned in a couple times and said, I'm going to sleep.
Have a great week.
Okay, thanks, Art.
Take care. Okay, right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Anything on the chat box?
No.
Well, or you can go to the chat
box. Oh, yes, there is one. I'm sorry. Excited user wanted to know about QSR. Again, looking to buy it. Sorry about that.
QSR. It's
closed at $75.55. I was in the middle of yawning and stretching.
Is that the one with
restaurant brand
Burger King and all of that
Tim
stuff?
Tim Hortons, everything.
Well, I mean, the daily chart, you know, this is another one, if you look at it, has bounced off the 50-day three times in the last 8 months or so. And, and it just hit the 60-day. 50-day rather, bounced off it. What's he looking to buy it?
Yep.
Yeah, I might be interested here. You know, as long as it stayed above that and held above support somewhere in the 72, 73 area, where to close?
75.55.
Yeah. So the important supports, you know, around 72, 73, and then you might get a little concerned about it. Otherwise,
I remember somebody bringing this up a couple of years ago and saying they buy it because every time they go by a Red Lobster, the parking lot is packed. And it's true. It's true.
Yeah, it is true. As a matter of fact,
I've only eaten in Red Lobster
I used to not like the food there. And recently I've been going back and kind of enjoying
it. There you go.
So there you go.
There you go.
So
buy what you like.
Yeah. And then basically, let me take a quick look if I can get a target on this, and we'll go from there. You know,
so. I can't. I don't have a target.
You don't have a target?
No.
Mm-mm. There's one right up the street from me.
Oh, very good. Ba-dum-bum.
But
I'm
anyway.
I'm supposed to do the humor.
You take it for what it's worth. The point and figure chart target, based on the point and figure method, is 110. So take that with a grain of salt.
Wow.
And so, you know, based on risk reward, you know, if you're going to use 72, you know, somewhere in that area as a potential stop or reevaluation, and you've done your research, as we always say, and you know, you've looked in and you kind of like it, this could be very, very interesting here.
Hmm.
So that was it, huh?
That's all they wrote.
Well, somehow we recovered from the...
I don't think so.
You don't think we did?
No.
Okay.
No. I wouldn't even come
but,
close.
But anyway, the important thing, as I mentioned earlier, is all the averages finally broke out of their August trading ranges. You know, and as long as they stay above those trading ranges, they're in very good shape, with a possibility of at least attempting to hit their previous highs for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And and with the possibility of new highs, you know, because that base, you know, although it's about a month long base, which is, you know, pretty decent, you know, is an encouraging sign here.
I think this is the opposite too of what people were expecting.
Oh yeah, and
because of China.
Yeah, but you never know. I mean, we know Mr. Hu, you know, will can always kill the whole thing. I mean, unfortunately, they scheduled it for October, so we have to go through the rest of the month in September.
Well, yeah.
And hopefully he won't say anything, well, I brought them to the table. You look what I did, you know, and
I
so
know.
Forth.
The odd part is that a lot of people believed in what the Communist Party was saying, you know, mm-hmm. which was obviously lies. But another interesting thing, speaking, Peter, about economic figures and that, the unemployment and employment figures came out on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry Kudlow, you know Larry.
Yeah, Mr.
He's a senior economic advisor,
yeah.
formerly CNBC. And I actually, he came to a talk that I attended in the 80s. He was brilliant then. He still, I think, is.
And he's also well known for his ad in pantyhose. But go ahead.
Really?
You never saw his ad when he had the pantyhose?
He must have been drinking then. That's what it was. He
but
doesn't
anyway,
drink
go
anymore.
Ahead.
Anyway, but he came out and he said, you know, there's a survey apparently of small businesses that isn't included in the overall employment.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done the research on it and that, but he said last month there was 565,000 new jobs created, and the monthly average is over 400,000 a month over the last 5 months. And that's not in our major household survey, apparently. I never heard this before, but it does support the fact that unemployment's so low.
Assuming he's correct.
Well, I don't think he's incorrect.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying everybody comes out with numbers, you know. And
this is Larry Kudlow.
I don't care who
it
is.
Mr. Pantyhose.
I don't care who it is. You know?
No, I understand. But it's something interesting that would support why the economy and the markets, therefore, are doing so well.
Well, I will tell you, on an offside thing, a restaurant I always go to, okay, about.
Don't give its name out because you'll get free food.
I'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
But at any rate, they always have specials, you know, on the menu. So I, you know, half the time the specials to me stink, you know, taste terrible. But I got one that was absolutely horrific, you know, about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line of all of this is it had a lemon thing in it, and the lemon was so strong it drowned out everything, and you couldn't taste anything.
I'm waiting for a reason why you're telling
me
Larry.
This. So here's the, you know, don't believe in, you know, people just because they look like experts or anybody, because I said to the waitress, I said, when you actually call him server, she said, yeah, but he's a sous chef. I said, I don't care. I said, there can be A-rated sous chefs and F-rated sous chefs, and he's an F-rated one, okay? And I said, just because he's got the title sous chef, you know,
I'm
come
more
on,
interested
leave,
in the
leave
thing
me alone.
That they called it a special, and it wasn't that special.
Well, at any rate, you know, so
isn't that special?
But there are people like that. Oh, he's this. It must. And I said, come
no, like
on,
label
now, you know,
purchasers
right.
and
yeah,
this
I know,
and that.
Yeah,
but
exactly. You know,
I think it's interesting that it supports what's going on there. There a lot of things, and also supports the fact there's a lot of things we don't look into. We don't do the research. We see a headline and we mm-hmm. say, oh, it must be true.
Exactly.
And it's worth doing the work.
Yeah, I mean, you have to do it, and, you know, because in the headline, it can always be very misleading.
Sure.
You know, they're out there to, you know, fear and greed. Once again, that's what runs everything, and they pump you with fear and greed, so you'll just jump to it, you know. And half the time, you read the article, and it doesn't even agree with
well,
what the headline
Well, it's like
was.
It's an AOL or anything right, yeah. that you have this headline, something right. very intriguing. You
right.
click on it. It takes
exactly.
you 30 clicks to,
oh, yeah.
you know,
there's
and they're
an
making
in
money. Somebody's making the clicks
exactly.
and the clicks,
so,
right.
You know, so, you know, think for yourself. Anyway, we're at the end of the show. As we always say, keep a little powder dry. Till next week, take care.